Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. The Chicago Bulls, as we just mentioned, have a 7-point lead with about 45 seconds to play. Looks like they're going to get an overtime victory against the Phoenix Suns at the United Center. Dwayne Wade just emphatically slams the ball home to give them a 9-point lead. Joining us at the UC is Mark Carmen, WGN Radio Sports. Mark, an electric game here. An OT looks like a winner against the Phoenix Suns.
Justin, you know, it's rare that you feel the playoff atmosphere after you make one of the worst trades in NBA history and are slowly working your way to the bottom of the NBA. But right now, the Bulls on the verge of a huge win over the Phoenix Suns. I'm sorry for the sarcasm, but that's all I can muster right now.
All right, so let's talk. That's what we're talking about tonight. The Chicago Bulls make a trade at the trading deadline. Not the one that we thought they might do, which would be a rebuild, trying to ship Jimmy Butler to a contender. But instead, they go ahead and they trade Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott and a second-round pick next year, 2018, to the Oklahoma City Thunder for point guard Cameron Payne, swingman Anthony Morrow, and forward Jeffrey LaVerne. Okay, as you just said, worst trade. What's the process behind a trade of Taj and McDermott?
Well, this is how I see it. At least they were not going to re-sign Taj Gibson. The entire NBA knew that, so he didn't have a lot of value. Doug McDermott can't really play basketball, so apparently he didn't have much value either. And why, though, when you look at this deal, Cameron Payne was a backup point guard who's done absolutely nothing and can't shoot. Jeffrey LaVerne is a second-round pick who has, I actually kind of like him, but this is a marginal player at best. And Anthony Morrow is a guard into his 30s that's never really done much. So the two best players in this deal are leaving the Bulls. And what's amazing to me about the deal is that Oklahoma City and Sam Presti, who's one of the best general managers in the NBA, was able to say, hey, you are giving us the two best players, but can we get a second-round pick too?
Yeah.
And the Bulls did it.
Why did this?
Wanted to make a trade, I guess.
Is it really about, I've heard it's about Cameron Payne, that they like this kid, that he's a backup point guard, he doesn't get much time because of Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City? Is it possible they're in that much need of a point guard who can play?
Well, they are in need of a point guard, and they did like Cameron Payne, and he was a first-round pick out of Murray State, and he hasn't gotten a lot of opportunity to play in Oklahoma City. That's all true. So, and by the way, the game just went final. Bulls win. You know, if they're right that Cameron Payne is this diamond in the rough that just needs an opportunity to play and he becomes their starting point guard, then it's a phenomenal trade. And Gar Foreman and John Paxson deserve a ton of credit. That's a huge, huge if. I hope it happens, obviously. It'd be great for the Bulls.
Does he slot in right away as the starting point guard for
him? He was sick tonight, so he didn't play.
Good start.
But he's going to be their starting point guard, I would think. Now, listen, they started Michael Carter-Williams tonight. He was an embarrassment. And I like Michael Carter-Williams, but this has just been a disaster here. He played all of 90 seconds to start the second half and got yanked for 3 bad plays in a row and didn't see the court the rest of the night. Jerian Grant plays hard, but he's limited, and Rajon Rondo won't be here next season. So Cameron Payne's your starting point guard, unless you're going to go with Denzel Valentine, but I don't look at him as a point guard. He's more of a 2-3 to me. So
let's talk about the idea of giving up on Doug McDermott. The Bulls made some questionable calls to package a couple of first-rounders to move up to get Doug McDermott. When he goes in this trade to get Payne and Morrow and LaVerne, I mean, they took a total loss in this trade just based on how much they gave up to bring Doug McDermott to Chicago.
No question. And when they did it, I didn't like it at the time, not to toot my own horn here, but you were trading the 16th pick and the 19th pick, which was turned into two players better than Doug McDermott. And, you know, just players like that, they're so rare that they're good. 6'7", can't really play in the post, not quick enough to play in the perimeter. Who's he going to guard? Is he really going to be the next Kyle Korver or the next Larry Bird? It just rarely happens. And the other part of it, too, Justin, you know, you're talking about him going to Oklahoma City right now, and he's going to get a lot of open looks playing with Russell Westbrook. So the Bulls could really look bad, you know, even worse, if he goes down there and actually turns into something. So now it's not just drafting players, but you're not developing anybody with Fred Hoiberg as your coach as well.
All right, so let's talk about the Bulls' future here. I mean, they didn't make a move to rebuild with Jimmy Butler. What's the strategy around this team? I mean, we heard with Fred Hoiberg that this was going to be a run-and-shoot type team, and what they've assembled in the offseason and even here at the trading deadline is a lot of guys that just don't have great shooting percentages. So, I mean, what is this team, and what does it say about the future of this team?
It's a huge, huge question, right? Where are they going? What's the plan? What are they doing? I think that this offseason you're going to see them trade Jimmy Butler, and I think they're going to trade him to the Boston Celtics. That's what I think is going to happen. But it almost happened, or at least it was discussed last offseason. It was lightly at best discussed at the trade deadline now. So until they make that move, then and Boston's got a ton of picks, and there's some really good players in the draft. And it would, I think, be a blow initially for the franchise, but it would make them a lot more interesting, and maybe they'd actually be building something. If they keep Jimmy, I don't know how they're going to go about it, because with Jimmy, this team is going to be in the playoffs or close to the playoffs. You're never going to get that top five pick that can transform a franchise from where they're at to where they want to go.
The other trade, and this is a small thing, but it's an interesting trade that Sacramento sent DeMarcus Cousins to the Pelicans, and that has an impact on the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls had a shot at the Kings, or they get the Kings pick in some trade, and this actually, if the Kings were out of the top 10 or something like that, right?
Right. Well, it's a protected pick, so if the Kings have the 10th worst record, 10 or worse, they keep their pick. So if it was 11, then the Bulls were going to get it. And then all of a sudden you have two first-round picks. Like, let's just say hypothetically you add 11 and call it 15. Maybe you can hit on one of those or package them both and move up. A lot of options there. So I'm not ruling out Sacramento without DeMarcus Cousins. That guy is such a crazy individual that maybe Sacramento plays better without him. I mean, on paper they're worse, but I think maybe their team actually might be a little bit better. And the other side of that, too, as I just ripped DeMarcus Cousins, he went for basically nothing to the Pelicans. I mean, Buddy Hield was the best player in that deal. And it's just, I just wonder if the Bulls were even around it. Like, if I was the Bulls and I knew they were literally just giving up DeMarcus Cousins,
right?
I mean, that's a player.
Could have made
that
a better deal,
You know, I mean, you got to be in on it. Just
all right, so final question for you. I mean, what does this current lineup look like for the remainder of the season? Do you see the Bulls being able to put something together to make a run at a playoff, to make a playoff run or possibly, try to get into that top, the top seed in the East?
I mean, I think that they're going to sneak in as a 7 or 8 seed. I think they'll hold on. I mean, they were down tonight, and Jimmy Butler had a huge three, and then he hit a shot to put him ahead, and 108-106, and then they fouled Devin Booker with 1.5 left. He had three free throws to win the game. He made the first two, missed the third, ended up in overtime. The Bulls won. But the point is that with Butler and with Wade in the weak Eastern Conference, I think they'll get in, and then I don't think that there's going to be anything good happening there. They're going to lose to Boston. They're going to lose to Toronto. But even though they traded Taj, I still think the team makes the playoffs, and maybe they win a game, two games, make it remotely interesting.
Mark Carmen's at the UC. Okay, you got post-game duties. You can hear Mark as well on the beat and here in WGN Radio Sports. Mark, thanks for checking in, man.
Justin, you're the best. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.